said today that the FBI must find the anonymous news sources in its own ranks who have leaked damaging information about his administration. Find now, the president wrote in all caps this morning. Later, Mr. Trump said the news media should not be allowed to use anonymous sources. You'll see stories dry up, he said, like you have never seen before. Presumably, the stories the White House would like to see dry up include those sourced to the FBI that forced the president to fire his national security advisor. The stories accurately reported that Michael Flynn lied to the vice president about his contacts with Russia. Margaret Brennan has today's developments.
CBS News has confirmed the FBI Counterintelligence Division is leading an investigation into whether Trump associates were coordinating with Russian officials during the 2016 campaign. U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that Russia launched a series of cyber attacks designed to interfere in the election and help then-candidate Trump. In reporting on the investigation, the New York Times drew the ire of the White House for writing about constant contacts between Trump aides and Russian intelligence. Last night, CNN reported that White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus pressured the FBI to publicly refute the story. Today, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said that on February 15th, the day after the New York Times article was published, Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCabe told Priebus the story was inaccurate. Spicer confirmed Priebus did ask McCabe to say so publicly, but McCabe declined. In an off-camera briefing today, which excluded several major news outlets, including the New York Times and CNN, Spicer attacked the media for suggesting Priebus's conversation constituted improper pressuring of the FBI.
I find this a lot of this offensive. When you talk about us pushing back on something that doesn't exist, at some point, answer the opposite, which is what were we supposed to do when presented by information by them? Sit back and do nothing?
At a news conference last week, the president denied his associates had ties to Russia.
I have nothing to do with Russia. To the best of my knowledge, no person that I deal with does.
Today, Spicer told reporters it was troubling that Priebus's conversation with the FBI had been made public and said he was not aware of any FBI investigation into connections to Russia.